Queen. Hello. I am coming to you live from Piedmont, which is the region right outside of Milan. It's in between Milan and Monaco in northern Italy. And I had the inspiration to do this sub-series of Pleasures in Piedmont while I'm here to really give you the juicy, the intimate, the play-by-play from a day in the life of how I do life in Italy. Because I didn't want to just kind of give you a summary at the end or have it be too whitewashed or watered down. There's so much that comes up for me, and I know anyone who travels, it's just too juicy to kind of just synthesize it all. So that's what I'm doing this daily series for, to share with you what's going on here. And my prayer is that it will inspire you to live your big life, get out of any funk or slump that you might be in, and just really go for your dreams. And that's really what today's topic is on, is giving wings to your dreams. So 2 years ago, I was sitting in my house in LA, and this was pre-pandemic, and I had just really gotten, you know, I know what it is to be stuck in a slump, and I had gotten bored with life as usual. And it was hard for me to admit that because I had a great life at the time. I had a beautiful home to live in, a loving husband, a thriving career, but I didn't have the same zest for life that I was used to having. And I was just like, I was starting work later and later. I was ending it earlier and earlier. I was sitting on the couch and I was like starting to read cookbooks like they were novels. And there was this one cookbook that jumped out at me. And I just started reading it, and it was about a woman from, well, it was about recipes actually, but it was a woman from France that had moved to Italy. And I just said, yes, like that was the spark that I had been denying myself. I'm always so happy when I'm in Europe, and I love my Italian heritage and my roots, and I just like everything comes alive for me. I was like, I mean, I love the United States too, but like, why am I not spending more time in Italy? So I, on a whim, went online, just Googled like villa or house for a farmhouse for sale, Piedmont, because I think that I like that region a lot. And five searches in, this dreamy farmhouse with old stone popped up. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And so like, I actually just really quickly got in touch with the realtor and, you know, I said, you know, is this available? And she's like, yes, booked flights. And this was like right before lockdown, and literally like 2 days before we were ready to leave, like all the borders shut. And I know enough about spiritual guidance to know that, you know, when there's really nothing you can do about it, there's nothing you can do about it. Except for I could keep the dream alive inside of me. And this is what I want for you, because perseverance is everything. And I know that we love the snappy success stories of bending time and space and when law of attraction happens instantly. And that stuff does happen. And sometimes it's a longer play. So for the past 2 years, I've just kind of been daydreaming about this house, and I would go and like, I would have it on my, you know, screensaver, and I would visualize it, and I would visualize myself cooking in this kitchen. And then I would stay in touch with the realtor. Like, this house was just the dream. And right as the world started to open up, I was in touch with the realtor like every couple of months. And then at this point now, a couple months ago, I got in touch with her and I was like, hey, coming to Italy. And she's like, oh, there's been an offer put in on that house you like so much. And I'm thinking, what? Why didn't you tell me? Like, you know, but I know better. I know better. I had like a moment. So I was like, okay. And I just started deepening my Google search. And I found, of course, so many other homes that I loved even more than the alleged dream home. And, you know, made this long list and, you know, contacted a different realtor, and, you know, basically all of this to say today was the day that I got to go travel the Italian countryside and start looking for homes. Now, You know, I love my man and my man loves me. So I'm just going to share a little more behind the scenes. He's been like, what are you doing? You know, for those of you who know or don't know, you know, we've lived in LA for about 18 years now. And then with COVID and restrictions and everything, we were just ready for a change. So we moved to Miami and we're just renting a place because we don't really know Miami. And he figured we're going to get a place in Miami. And he's like, what are we doing getting a house in Italy? Like, we need our home residence. And I was like, well, just kind of consider that we're going to buy our second home first. And he's like, what are you talking about? Who does that? This doesn't make any sense. I was like, we're just buying our second home first. It's like, I don't know, like Miami's cool and all, but I'm not like driven the way I am for Italy. I'm not that passionate about it, you know? So anyways, he's such a king of a man. He, you know, doesn't stop me from indulging in my dreams. And I also don't let him, because it would have been easy to be like, you're right, I need to be a little more practical, whatever. So today I like, bing, wake up at 5 a.m. Nobody wakes up at 5 a.m. in Italy. And I'm like doing my reading and my morning routine like I always am, and just being in so much gratitude about, you know, finding the perfect farmhouse that's on its way. And then we went out to go look at a couple of them today. And here's the other thing that I wanted to bring up and what I wanted to share with you. This series is called Pleasures in Piedmont, which so much of it is so pleasurable. And, you know, a queen is not a princess. And princesses expect everything to go perfectly in their way all the time. Or there's like drama central. There's damsel in distress mode. And this real estate agent wasn't getting back to us. We did have an appointment set up today, but like I had emailed her a couple of times since we made the appointment and like no response. And then I also had like given her my fairly lengthy and, you know, well-researched list, if I do say so myself, of all the properties that I wanted to see, not that you could see them all in a day. And so she's like, well, we're going to see one, maybe two. And she's like, you know, I'm not going to show you 10 properties. It's not the way I work, maybe three. And there was a part of me that kind of like went, like, oh, like I can't have what I want. And then the Sicilian me was like, F this, like I'm not even gonna show up for the appointment. I'm gonna find someone else. And Glenn's like, hold please. We're gonna go in and establish boundaries. And she was lovely and took us to two properties. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. I'm sharing the whole home tour situation, all that. And for the first time, I saw a spring in Glenn's step. And like, he was excited for the first time. Like all of a sudden, this wasn't this crazy Gina idea. This was like, he was getting like into it. And I was like, how come you're getting into this now? And he's like, well, you put mass on it. Like basically, he's like, you're making it more real. Like we're going and looking at properties now. And ladies, this is the thing about all of our dreams. It starts from the invisible, that we make it visible. We must believe it before we will see it. The masculine world has taught us, well, you know, when I see it, I'll believe it. That is not how you manifest your dreams. You manifest your dreams from, I see it in my heart, in my mind, in my beliefs, to make it a reality. You have to see it from within first and then without. So then I could feel myself, though, constricted, because it's like, well, we saw two and she's only going to like show, like I had to like really push to see this one other one that I really wanted to see. And then Glenn was like, Gina, if you want to see 10 properties, you can see 10 properties. And it was like, oh my goodness. Like I couldn't believe how quickly I handed my power over to this woman who didn't want to show me more than three properties. And he's like, she'll either show us more than three properties or we'll get somebody else who will or whatever. And it's like, it was interesting just how quickly I can let, especially if it's an area that I'm not as familiar with, you know, being in a foreign country and maybe I'm like, maybe they do real estate differently in Italy, you know. But the point is, it didn't feel good. And I want you to pay attention when things don't feel good to you. It's an indicator that something is out of alignment, not that you are wrong, not that you can't have what you want. Like, what doesn't feel good is when we start to constrict and give up on those dreams or give up on the desire. My desire is to see more than 3 properties. But I was sort of like, well, I guess, you know, it's like she's not going to do it. And it's like, I just wasn't even thinking bigger. So, Queen, I want you to think really big. I want you to dream really big. And I want you to give wings to your dreams in the form of perseverance. Too often, and I get it, believe me, I'm the first person that can go and send an email out or a text or make an Instagram post and launch a new program. And when I don't get like the immediate avalanche of response, you know, it gets disheartening because you're like excited about what you're bringing out in the world. And there's other things that you probably want to do than like market the thing all the time. Like you just want to do the work. And what, or, you know, there's, I used to go through a cycle with team members, and that's not my story today, but I have a lot of clients that are like, oh, the team just keeps bottoming out. They hire and train the next person, that person leaves, and, you know, on and on and on. Perseverance for you to get to the next level. You are meant for those desires in your heart. And the problem is society has told us we have to figure out how to make them happen. That is not true. That is not true. All of the spiritual texts talk about the how is God's job. Your job is to be the vibrational match to the desire so that you literally attract it in. That doesn't mean you won't be divinely guided to take certain actions, but it won't be massive action. It won't be fear-based action. It won't be neurotic action, and it won't be action that leads you to resentment and burnout. It will be joyful action, if there's any action for you at all. So this is one of the things that I'm going to be really teaching in depth at the Divine Direction events. And you have an option to join me in Italy in October, in Chicago in November, or Miami in December. Seats are very limited. I'm keeping these events small for a purpose. I want to know everyone in the room. I want everyone in the room to know each other. This is not like a mass multi-speaker event. This is an in-depth elite experience for us to really get so much better at thinking bigger, dreaming bigger, giving wings to our dreams, and getting great at receiving. For all of this to happen, it's really the feminine art of manifesting that we're going to be mastering at these events. And for you to manifest your dreams, it's not about doing more. If that would have gotten you there, you'd be there, right? You've done plenty. It's not the way to raise your consciousness. It's not the way to raise your vibration. It's about your spiritual connection. It's about your beliefs. It's about your confidence in who you are and who God created you to be. And it's about getting way out of the box, way out of the box, and way in to dazzle, to be the queen that you came here to be. So my love, if you would like to join us at one of those events, check out the link in the show notes, divineliving.com/direction. Do not hesitate in getting your ticket. We're still in the early bird pricing time. So get your ticket, reserve your seat, bring your friends or come solo, whatever it is. They're all going to be really beautiful environments. You're going to be so uplifted. Actually, many of the women who came to the New York event are also coming to Italy and Chicago and Miami. Like, it's like a traveling sisterhood. Like, this is how much they've gotten out of it. And they just want more and more and more because spirit has more and more to give. So if you are just looking for that up level and what's next and, you know, trying to figure out that world in between worlds that you're living in, I got you. I am here for you. Thank you so much for being here for the Pleasures in Piedmont series. I will be coming to you pretty regularly, if not daily, then every other day, Monday through Friday, while I'm here in Italy. So enjoy, and I will look for you on Instagram as well. Lots of love.